I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. It's been almost 1 week since the legislature ended a special session without a general fund budget in place. Governor Robert Bentley is expected to call another special session to deal with a projected $200 million shortfall in the state's coffers. As both chambers remain divided on the issue, the House did vote in favor of cutting $156 million from Medicaid before they passed their version of a budget. Huntsville Republican Representative Phil Williams says he was ashamed of that vote, but he believes the move did send a message throughout Montgomery.
I think it worked because suddenly the target that the Medicaid requirement was reduced down. Oh, we can just live just fine if you give us X instead of Y. So there were some successes as a result of the antics of the week. But no, I'm not proud of that vote.
The Senate threw out the House's version of the budget and approved an identical budget to the one that was vetoed by Governor Bentley at the end of the General Assembly. Bentley is expected to call another session sometime in the next month and a half. The next fiscal year begins October 1st. The big cleanup continues at the Alabama School of Mathematics and Science. Students were sent home last week because of an unknown illness. The Mobile County Department of Health says test results show the illnesses were due to the Norwalk virus. Opening was set for today, but school officials wanted some extra time to finish sanitizing the facility before bringing students back in on Wednesday. School spokesperson Amber Day says the campus took some extra precautions to ensure the safety of their students.
We had cleaning crews on campus to go ahead and sanitize everything, going through the entire campus to make sure everything is completely safe for our students.
The Alabama School of Mathematics is an on-campus housing school. The 253 students are being urged to use hand sanitizer when they return, just to be careful. And a Selma institution explaining the history of the civil rights movement in the area will receive $150,000 of renovations. The Selma Interpretive Center received the funding last week from the Delta Regional Authority. It's the last piece of a $1.65 million renovation project to the Interpretive Center's second and third floors. Those will soon feature some new exhibits explaining local civil rights history in Alabama, as well as the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which recently saw its 50th anniversary. The funds will also allow the National Park Service to hire an additional employee to manage the exhibits. It hasn't yet been announced when the new renovations to the Selma Interpretive Center will begin. Now your forecast from Peter Crank.
Several rounds of showers and thunderstorms are on the way for us today across the state of Alabama, so have that rain gear handy for the day today and into much of the work week ahead. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the mid and upper 80s thanks to a mostly cloudy sky across much of the state. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.